All right, y'all. Today we're going to be talking about, should you talk about body count on a first date? But before I get into the answer to that question, I'm just going to hop on my soapbox and say that the term body count makes me want to vomit. It makes me want to vomit. How did this even happen? How did it happen that we are now talking about people that we are engaging in the deepest, most intimate sexual act with, the deepest physical intimacy that two people could have, and we're describing the people we do that with as a body count? Do you know what else people use the phrase body count for? When people are dead, after like some sort of natural disaster, or like if you're a murderer or something, like you use the phrase body count to talk about people that you killed or that were killed, okay? The one thing that I think is redeeming about the phrase body count is that if you have the ears to hear, it reminds you that this kind of behavior leads to death. If you are engaging in this behavior, it is helpful to remember that you are slowly killing yourself and slowly killing the people around you. Now, should you talk about the number of people that you have slept with on your first date? No, don't do that. Don't talk about that on your first date. You know what you should be talking about on your first date? What sort of things you guys did for recess, okay, when you guys were a kid. You guys should talk about what your favorite meal was that your mom cooked you as a child, what your least favorite meal was. What was the vegetable that you like fed to the dog when no one was looking? My mom used to put peas in her milk. And so when her mom would do the dishes, there'd be like peas in this glass of milk. Like that's a darling story about someone's childhood. Okay, talk about that. Talk about if you're a cat person or a dog person. Talk about what kind of sports you like to do. Talk about what you don't like eating. Talk about, you know what, if you want to talk about intimacy, talk about your boundaries. Talk about, I'm not going to have sex with you until we're married. Talk about that. But basically have a conversation with them about your boundaries and what those boundaries look like, okay? But don't talk about your past and your history. For two reasons. One, that's a very, very intimate conversation, okay? It is very intimate to get into the number of people that you have engaged in that most holy, beautiful sexual act with. It honors the dignity of all of those people, right? When you speak about it in a respectful way, using the term body count is not a respectful way. But when you talk about the people you've slept with in the past, like honoring them by holding space for that is important. And number two, it communicates something about your past that may not be indicative of your future. So it is a conversation you need to have. And I do think it's a conversation you need to have before you decide to get into a committed relationship with each other, because it does affect a lot of stuff. It affects a lot of things about the kind of intimacy you can share and that your body's capable of sharing when you're dating and engaged. It affects a lot about your sexual relationship when you're married. So it's worth talking about before you get into a committed relationship. But don't talk about it on the first date.